church? Well, now that's something that we should leave to the experts. That's why a church has a minister and staff. Yeah, we should definitely leave church to the experts. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. At what point did church become a spectator sport? You know what they say, church is a bit like a football game, 24,000 people desperately in need of exercise, sitting in the stands watching the 24 guys out there on the field badly in need of a rest. I've been to church services where you'd swear that you were at a concert. There are the performers up there on the stage, and then there's the audience sitting down there in the pews. Is that really how it was meant to be? Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. Each one of us has one body, and that body has many parts. These parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, we are many people, but in Christ, we are all one body. We are the parts of that body, and each part belongs to all the others. Now, we all have different gifts. Each gift came because of the grace that God gave to us. Whoever has the gift of prophecy should use that gift in a way that fits the kind of faith they have. Whoever has the gift of serving, hey, they should serve. Whoever has the gift of teaching, well, obviously should teach. Whoever has the gift of comforting others should do that. Whoever has the gift of giving help to others should give generously. And whoever has the gift of leading should work hard at it. Whoever has the gift of showing kindness to others should also do that gladly. Okay, so let's get a revelation. Church was never meant to be a spectator sport. So whatever gift God's given you, would you please start using it? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever it is in your life that you need some wisdom in thinking through, in working your way through, God is ready to speak His wisdom right into that situation. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.